You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Patients in nurse Danny Schofield's care at an Oregon hospital keep developing serious infections. Weeks later, another nurse discovers why. Schofield's been stealing fentanyl from IV bags and replacing the fentanyl with unsterile tap water. Nearly four dozen patients develop serious infections from compromised IV bags. 16 die.
Nancy, prosecutors are not pursuing murder charges because Schofield worked with patients in the intensive care unit, and investigators cannot prove without a doubt that the patients died as a direct result of the infections they suffered. However, Schofield is facing a wrongful death lawsuit from the family of a former patient. During the investigation, Schofield agreed to a voluntary suspension of her nursing license.
Danny Schofield, 36, now charged with 44 counts of assault. A fight breaks out between a customer and a Florida McDonald's employee, Chastity Gardner, at a drive-thru. Gardner forgot their drink, and instead of handing it to them, she throws it through their open window. The customer then reaches a hand inside the drive-thru window, knocking over several cups, and Gardner returns with a gun. The customer drives around the building to avoid the gun, but Gardner exits the building and opens fire. The car is hit at least once, but none of the passengers injured. Chastity Gardner, 22, not loving the ag assault charge she's facing now. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
We begin in Maine, where a man who confessed to killing his parents and two of their friends, in addition to wounding three others in a highway shooting, has been sentenced to life in prison. Sydney Sumner of Crime Online has more on this story.
35-year-old Joseph Eaton has now been sentenced to life in prison after pleading guilty to the murders of his parents, 66-year-old David Eaton and 62-year-old Cynthia Eaton, along with their friend, 72-year-old Robert Egger, and his 62-year-old wife, Patricia Egger. The crimes occurred in April 2023 at the Eggers' home in Bowdoin, Maine. Authorities also charge Eaton with animal cruelty for killing the Eggers' dog. Eaton also confessed to shooting at vehicles on Interstate 295 in Yarmouth, injuring three people. One victim, Evangeline Kensel, said her car was hit by 13 bullets while she was driving to visit her mother. Eaton has offered no explanation for his actions, expressing disbelief and regret during the court proceedings. He said, "I wake up every day regretting what I did," and added, "I honestly think I deserve worse. All I can say is, I'm sorry." Eaton was released from a Maine prison for unrelated crimes on April 14, 2023. His mother, Cynthia, picked him up. Authorities believe the fatal shootings took place on April 17, 2023, with the bodies discovered the next morning. In interviews with the Portland Press-Herald, Eaton claims he was not in control of his actions and did not understand why he committed the crimes. Eaton pleaded guilty to over a dozen charges, including four counts of murder and aggravated attempted murder, receiving the maximum penalty for each.
Eaton's defense attorney, Andrew Wright, stated that his client pleaded guilty to take responsibility for his actions, believing it was the quote, reasonable and moral course to bring the case to a close. The U.S. Justice Department is pressuring Boeing to plead guilty to criminal fraud in connection with two fatal crashes involving its 737 MAX jetliners. Once again, Crime Online, Sydney Sumner.
Boeing has until the end of the coming week to decide whether to accept or reject the offer. The proposal includes the mammoth global aerospace manufacturer agreeing to the oversight of an independent monitor to ensure compliance with anti-fraud laws. This information is coming to us from multiple sources familiar with the details discussed by federal prosecutors over the weekend. This case originates from the Justice Department's determination that Boeing violated a previous agreement related to a 2021 charge of conspiracy to defraud the U.S. government. At that time, prosecutors claimed Boeing misled regulators during the approval process of the 737 MAX, including setting pilot training requirements.
Boeing has attributed the fraud to two relatively low-level employees.
Thanks, John. Keosha Felix, just 16, takes her one-year-old daughter with her to visit their aunt, Patricia Andres, who lives with boyfriend Leon Wilkerson in Dustin, Louisiana. Keosha's last seen leaving her aunt's home Monday morning, reported missing when she never comes back. cousin, Portia Felix, claims she spoke with Keosha on the phone after she left the home. But no one else can get in touch with Keosha, and her frequent posts on Facebook stop entirely. Dustin police determined Portia lied about speaking with Keosha, and we learn Keosha told her aunt the aunt's boyfriend, Wilkerson, raped her. Lieutenant Gerald Credure arrests Wilkerson and Andrus, but the charges are dropped and Credure removed from the investigation as the arrests were made unlawfully. Lafayette Parish sheriffs take over and are focused on finding Keosha, now missing 14 years. Keosha Felix, African American, 5 feet tall, 120 pounds, shoulder-length black hair. Anyone with info, please call Lafayette Parish, Louisiana Sheriffs, 337-232-9211. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.